Hello everyone, this is the Red News Fanzine Podcast. Thank you all for listening, and thank you all for buying the mag. And if you don't buy the mag, buy the mag. But if you want to support us a little bit more, we also have a Patreon that you can sign up to, and it's patreon.com/rednews. Now, here's the podcast. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, this is Red News Podcast 290. And I wish you a happy new year or a happy New Year's Eve whenever you're listening to this. And usually I'd be moaning about the cold, the wet, the something. And it's before the game and I'm going to get giddy. And I'm going to say we're going to win 3-0 or 4-0. I did think we'd win 3-0. And typically United, they come along and kick us in the bollocks. So this is actually after the event, before I go before the event, to Nathan and Brian from New York. But for now, Newcastle, good win, pleasing, nice look at the league table. Ruben Amorim says to Sky, back four, clean sheet, Kobbie Mounoui is injured, I don't need a press conference. We've covered all the subjects, so you can all go away and enjoy your boxing night. And we did, but nothing lasts long at United on this absurdly strange conveyor belt we're on. And we drew 1-1. With probably what will end up the worst Premier League side in history. So, I've woken up, not in a mood, but I'll get on to that later. First of all, how very on brand to mess with our heads and end 2025, the shite year, the Bilbao scab that itches away at us in a grumpy mess. But for now, here's Nathan and I'll be back afterwards in my dungeon to fume.
Hello everyone, this is an impromptu little clip that Barney's going to include at some point, I imagine. We're just outside Old Trafford before Wolves, and I'm joined with Brian from New York.
New York, yeah.
You've spoken before, haven't you? We've spoken. How are you doing? You okay? What's your mojo? What's your United mojo?
Oh, it's after last season, it's still a little bit shaky.
Yeah.
I'm a bit worried about tonight.
Really?
We've too many missing. I'm just particularly in midfield and up front. I think if he plays a back four, we probably won't concede because you know Martin.
Well, that was interesting the other night, wasn't it? I think a lot of people were surprised about that. In the Newcastle game, I'm fairly confident. I think. Yeah, I think so. I just think they are very, very bad. Yeah. So. If it was many others, like if you'd have asked me before the Newcastle game, I probably would have said the same.
I was really nervous going into the Newcastle game.
I would very much like to think that a team that haven't won this calendar year.
Yeah.
But that's typical United, isn't it?
That's us, right? You know, it's kind of.
But yeah, overall, are you feeling more optimistic?
I'm feeling more optimistic. I think we've got the right man in the place, believe it or not. There's a lot of noise about him, but he seems to be a smart football guy. Mm-hmm. And. You know, his attitude has changed too. He mm-hmm. seems to be a lot more upbeat, and you can see that in the way that we're performing.
Yeah.
And the performance the other night, we haven't seen that in donkey's years. Like just the back to the wall and not getting a result.
Well, I think he's showing compromise, isn't it? Whether it's just forced on him, but you know, he is changing what he's doing. So you know. There's hope there, I guess. So.
Yeah, he got a lot of criticism around me at the Newcastle game about his substitutions, but I thought he was being very smart. And, you know, he'd mount last at halftime. He couldn't afford to lose Casemiro.
Yeah.
You know, you can't afford to lose Sesko at the moment. So
yeah.
I think he gambled and mm-hmm. he won.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. But, yeah, I think if we'd have gone on and lost that game, he would have been questioned on those. But, like you say, we went on and won it, so it worked out. Like you say, if Mason Mount is feeling it a little bit, you can't risk him because you know what his injuries are like, and he has looked good recently. So, no, yeah, I agree. Yeah,
but you know, I think they bought well in the summer. Sesko is a different class to Highland.
Mm-hmm.
He's link-up play. It's just unreal. And just even watching the guy before the game, his skill level, like just playing around with the football, mm-hmm. you're just like, he's kind of like Ibra.
And I think it shows when, even the other night, when he went off and Xerxes comes on, and you can see, even though, like, we know that, you know, I'd love Sesko to score a few more goals, but it's everything else he does is so much better than what else we've got. Yeah. Like, I'd, you know, if we can go and start bagging a few more as well, then perfect.
He hasn't played that many minutes, to be fair to the guy. He's had injuries and stuff, and Cunha is different class.
I think he's got that arrogance about him as well.
He's got that arrogance, but like just the his control on the ball. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that kind of makes me encouraged is I think Amorim is beginning to turn players who we thought never would play for us well into good players. I mean, I think many of us wouldn't have seen the season that Shaw's having now.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely wouldn't have seen the Dorgo performance the other night. Ugarte, even I thought Ugarte was pretty good the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get the flowers that others got.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can just sort of. It's sort of ironic, isn't it, that, you know, well, it's only one game, but the one game where we has changed things because of us not having all the players available, that we sort of looked stronger in a way. Do you know what I mean?
We did.
And it's like, when all these players come back, is he going to resort to what he was doing before? And
I don't think he is. I think he's going to. I think he said it well. He said if he changed it last season, he would have been crucified by the press and he would have been out the door.
Yeah, no, 100%.
And so he's taken the opportunity and he's not sticking his nose up to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could be a little bit smarter about some of his comments sometimes, but I think
that's just him, isn't it? Yeah,
I think it comes from a good place. Even the comments about the youth, when you kind of reflect on what he was trying to say rather than what was reported.
No, I agree with that. Yeah.
So I think he's a good football man. I think we're lucky to have him.
Yeah, I've said it before. I think if it doesn't work out with us, or I said last week, if he decides he's done as much as he can and he moves on himself, like, I think he'll be a success somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully, I hope it's with us. I don't think he's stupid. You know, there was a reason that City were looking at him. There was a reason that Liverpool were looking at him. You know, there's definitely something there. I still think it will come good in time. It's just, that's the thing, it's where are our expectations of what good is? Like, is he going to win the league? But
I think if he's there in 3 years' time, he'll win the league.
I got it.
Well, I hope so.
There's going to be a change, isn't there?
I know, it's a new one next game.
Ah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Sorry.
Okay,
no problem.
But, I think if he's here in 3 years' time, he's winning the league. I think because he'll have built a team and he'll have built a... thing. And I think City, when Guardiola goes, will take a dive, and I don't think there's anybody else. Arsenal, I don't think they're going to dominate for years to come. They might win a title or two, but I don't see a domination coming there.
No.
I think once Guardiola goes, I think the whole City thing will be all different. It'll be
hopefully
like us after.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
And Liverpool, well, yeah, sort of like Liverpool, isn't it? But no, I agree, and I think we've said before, you know, I still think we look so much better. Like, hopefully we're going to finish so much better than we did last year based on, and that's only like, what did we make, 4 signings in the summer? You know, give him a couple more windows where he's carrying it on, then why not?
And all the signings are working out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way I can prove to people that we're doing well is look at the stats. And last season in 27 games he got 27 points, and this season in 18 games he's got 29. So that tells its own story.
Mm-hmm.
And we're 10 goals, we've scored 32 and we scored 42 last season, so I think there's a definite change. And I think if he sticks with the back four, I mean, Martinez was just different class the other night. I mean, with him and Shaw down that left, I had no fear of Newcastle getting anything.
Well, that's the thing, we had the better chances. We should have scored at least a couple more in that game. You know, it felt like we were clinging on at the end, but, you know, Dalot should have scored. Like, there was a couple of other chances where we should have been 2 or 3 up.
Well, at the end, I mean, look at the back four. You had a young fella.
Yeah.
You had 3 young fellas, and you had Malasias.
Yeah.
Who's, you know, hasn't played in a long time and, you know, did okay. And then we had a midfield of 2 wing backs and a young fella. And Ugarte, who everybody said was done.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Yeah, fair play. Like, I missed it. I sadly wasn't here for that one either. I was with family because it was Boxing Day. But it was, it was stressful at the end. But it was a hard-earned win, wasn't it? It was. But, I'm confident for tonight. I think, like, you know, but That's how many times has that happened this season, where we've had a good win and then we've got into the next one that feels like a nailed-on victory and we've slipped up somehow. So, you know, we'll see. But I'd be very shocked if we don't this time. I know that's probably a cursing, but yeah. Anything else?
No. Great to catch up with you.
Yeah, good.
Pass on my regards to the crew.
Shall do.
And the crew.
Okay. Right. I'll see you later. Right. I might try and get a few more people on. If not, then this will go somewhere. All right, goodbye.
And we're back in the room. I wish I was with my mates, because it's never easy doing these solo. But you get a stream of consciousness. I've actually weirdly just cleaned my teeth for this. Fuck knows why. Clutching at straws. At least we took better throw-ins than Wolves, eh? Deary me. I don't... If we win at Burnley, then the world is a happier place. And I'm a simple Man United fan, and I just want us to win games of football. And when you don't, you rant and rave. But it's not short-term pain, is it? It's a longer term. And I really don't know where we're at, what we're at, what Ruben Amorim is, whether he's improved. He says he's made 75%, is it, mistakes? And he'd do things differently. Well, that's nice to know. But this was an experiment from Ineos. And they went balls in with someone who was going to learn on the job. And after saying, as we've said before, that a United style of play, then he brings in his own identity. So the question remains, do you sit this out? You know, pain before the gains. But at the moment, they are just marginal. And my fear has always been that we have still got City at home to come. We've got Liverpool at home to come. We've got Villa at home to come. So we could slide down that table, as well as sixes and the improvement that I hoped we'd make. And there were a lot of injuries, but we are... It's not, for the vast majority, I'd say, it's not Amorim in, it's not Player FC, it's not Amorim out. It's just you want to see Manchester United and you want to go to be entertained. The horrible run of midweeks that gets forgotten in all this, bar us fans, you know, being asked to do the midweeks. I couldn't do some. Being asked to travel, being asked to get home late, being asked to interfere with your family plans. So you want to go and go, let's be entertained. But it's so joyless at times. And the fact is, yeah, we've only lost one of those five home games, but we've only won one of them too. And that's your bread and butter. And your home games are your bread and butter, where you go to see Manchester United entertain you, your football team, give you a bit of pride. And the away games is where you dig in. And when you're not winning the home games against, like, poor opposition, you know, the one, what is it, lost 12 on the trot, then it's right. You can't just ignore this. You've got to ask questions. And it's like, I sometimes think, you know, was he being too cute for his own good? Yes, the injuries, and it's not on the kids. And that team, that starting 11 and the finishing 11 should have enough now with the experienced players. But it's like you're left wanting without the experienced players. And if we thought, oh, we did without Bruno for one game, you can't do without him for a second game. And that's a bit worrying. You know, you remain on this. And it's like, if you put on 3D glasses, yes, you can see the improvement. But you want your team to think, yeah, this is right, this is, and it's not transitions, it's not systems and styles of play, it's just what's the actual football like. And that's the biggest concern from the last month is, yes, there's been improvement, we were okay at Villa, we have periods, again, it's like the reverting back to Ollie's time, we have periods, but we don't dominate teams, and we don't actually think, right, this is what Manchester United doing. It looks still haphazard. And then when you think, forget the 3-4-5 yesterday, you know, two defensive midfielders, that was what he had. But it's like, yeah, they still ran through us. It still looked Wolves are more likely. And it's like, God, these were problems 18 months ago before Amorim arrived. So isn't this the man to solve them? And I sometimes, in my darkest moments, I've said to Nick that I think, even say, you know, I still think we can, the chance for fourth and fifth is the disappointment, which I'm a bit gutted about. But even, you know, we can still do sixth or seventh, which isn't Manchester United, and people will rant about this. But even if we do, I'd seriously, and some of you are not going to like this, seriously be weighing up the options for May to say, is this man, I hope they're doing so much due diligence, is this the man who can carry us forward next season? Or is it time to say, well, you did improve us, but we know that this is as good as it gets. And you start eyeing up other people because it's got to get better than this in the long term. You know, we've been doing this stupid, infuriating dance for too long now. And when Manchester United are joyless, I become joyless from a result. And the saddest thing, I got with the youth of Nick and Nathan. I had two screens on last night, which is what they do, which is what the kids do, apparently. Very confusing. I don't like that multi-screen on Premier League. But it's like, I had one eye on the darts, and it goes to Phil's dad. I was thinking, oh, the one eye on the darts was having more fun than the eye on United. And I'm laughing, but it's like, come on, you know, and it's a pretty childish plea, like, but come on, can't your football team just play well, you know, like win games of football? And you look, yes, we've won more than we haven't, but for throughout 2025, forgetting that Bilbao scar, we haven't won more than one on the trot in the league, you know, like, come on. That's pathetic. And he did seem to lose a fair few last night. And yeah, wins will claw them back in. But each one loses a bit more, like chisels away, like humanity and myself. But it's like, it's just, I'm not this or that. I just like, what keeps me up at night is the fear that this could free fall again. And I've got, where I had a bit more confidence that it won't, the wobbles are starting to happen a bit more. And there are weird decisions, you know. It's not Ralph putting Phil Jones in as a sacrificial goat at Anfield, but just odd subs and an odd way of thinking. And is it, am I thinking he's suddenly going to rectify all that? You know, and it's good that he's saying, oh, I've made lots of mistakes, but also a bit disconcerting at the same time. But this is what an experimental mode version does for you. You know, like, and I don't think they will eject, and I'm not even saying that. But I do think you really need to think, someone in the background without telling him needs to be weighing up options and going, right, if you've got all the data, like, what's the data actually telling you here? You know, are the players happy? Is the squad happy? They might believe it. You know, like, there are the positives. Heaven looks very good, but he's a youngster. He's going to make mistakes like Yoro is, you know. And then the injuries are just disappearing to over a cliff into an abyss. It's like, well, where's De Ligt? Where's Maguire? I thought they were coming back. And that's not helping him, obviously. But something I adore and love, and you think that can feel like, that's my biggest concern. Just that lack of joy, you know, like, how often does it come around? And that's what we're here for. And I do on nights like that. The Sesko thing we were arguing with was, it's like, we've got another kid in to replace the other kid that we jettisoned, who's doing well because, yes, it's not the same league, but he's free of the pressure at United, confidence builds. But we did that, and it should have been, both of them should have had a backup, you know, to an experienced striker. That's not fair. Cunha want more. I think he's done okay, but you want more on him on nights last night. And there's still those huge gaps between the defence and the two in the middle, but worse still, the front three, because then they're pulling back and coming deep, so you're restricting your options. And Dorgu can have one good game and then one, and that's pretty much all of them. And the Xerxes sub was weird, but everyone was calling, oh, Xerxes this, Xerxes that. So it's like we're picking it with a toothpick, every little individual thing. But the bigger thing is, like, where are we heading here? And I don't know. And I haven't known for a long time. And then I just, like, desperation, you know. Chido, he hasn't looked up to it at this level. But, like, wouldn't you put him on better than a defender? And moan. And it's like, he got too clever. And it's like, show your cajones then. Go on. What? Go on now. Win the next two. Put these fears back to the back burner. Don't let us have him head into City with doom and gloom. But what are we after, whatever, 13 and a half months? You know, like, it's time to turn up now, I think. And, you know, like, the lack of creativity. We got rid of Ericsson, rightly, but, like, apart from Bruno and Mount, you know, like, where are the players who go, I've got a bit of nous here, I'm going to do something different, I'm going to move myself, I'm going to dictate the play, I'm going to control the ball, and we don't have that. And we've got to get that as much as a ball-winning midfielder, you know. And it just makes you pine for the old days, eh? But only sides who aren't winning use excuses of all the injuries. And, you know, I don't know. First time I've said that all the time. I'm genuinely not seeing my arse. I'm just waiting for something to happen, but I've been waiting a while. And then when you see a defender coming on for a defender, you think, desperation, yeah, limited options, but different options. He's looked like his head scratching. They turned to the bench and he's head scratching. Then they turned to the crowd and there was some like wizard Gandalf in there. What the hell was that all about? Waiting for Rubin to turn up. Anyway, Reds, what more? Moan. Just a bit of joy. It'd be nice 2026-8. But all I hope is, like, we're still here. No big illusions. I want to be this. I've got these resolutions. Just, it's been a terrible year for a lot of Reds. Missing a lot of Reds. So if we're all here, same time in a year, moaning about a football team that is both irrelevant and so important in our lives, I'll take that. Because I just want to carry along with you. Magwise, the podcast I've just posted on Twitter, is 20%, 28% up for the year. That's fantastic. But please, app 10% down, Kindle 15% down, PDF is 10% up, but print is 15% down. It's unsustainable. And I'm a stubborn git who's lasted all this time. But it'd be nice not to have to worry about the campaign and then thinking, well, the mags we've got that we're selling at games, we're not selling. So we're left with more each time. So we'll have some more for Brighton. You know, I wish there was a better way. And maybe, you know, we just try our best. And for everyone who believes in MUFC fan culture and says support the fanzine, you've got to support us, you know? You really do, because for these podcasts to continue, I have to do the mag. And I want to do the mag. It's still a good read. It's still unique out there in a bland, beige, samey world. So come on, then my Bob Geldof play again. Right, some things I found out why Masons carry in their suitcases or briefcases. It's not A4 copies of Old Red News. It's a sash that they have to keep in a pristine condition. All very Monty Python to me. It's so Mad United. You have the Bruno interview, and then I was going to talk about that, and it's so many things happen that you move on. Hate of the week is wonky pavements. I've been marching and marching. I'm never doing it again. This is my last one. I can't put my family through this. Come on, we're walking, we're going. I've walked and walked and it's too much for me. So the last bit, I'll get there today. Please support the Manchester Mind campaign. You know, it goes a long way, but it's over to the sellers. So think of really painful things for them all to do next year, because it's your bloody turn. And I will recommend Stephen Mahan, is it Accidental Tourist in Korea? Surprisingly intimate. And it was about getting out of your comfort zone and pushing you, and never too late. And I really recommend it. Me and Albert watched it and he still believed in Santa. So that made my Christmas. And whenever I have Basil, I always go, Basil? Anyone else do that? But I won another positive. The most set piece goals in the league. See, what the fuck do I know? All that moaning about the musical chairs, set piece coach. So maybe Ruben knows what he's going. Nathan's always maintained we're exactly where we are, where we thought we hoped to be, and this is better, and that's probably so. But I want more, and I think we deserve more in 2020. We've got to see more for his own sake and our sanity. And I really hope we get 2026 would be Champions League football, but any kind of football is nice. Just being here. Grab on, stay here. It's too much sadness in the world, so hug each other, take care of yourselves, come for a chat. And just get in touch, Reds. We want to help Reds if we can. We're different and we love that. Big love to a reader who always supports us, who's going through a tough time. Sending huge love to you. You know who you are. My best wishes, yeah? No pain, no gain. Are the gains marginal or are they big? All to turn out, eh? For better or worse, let's still just stay here and up the fucking Reds. But come on. Just a bit more joy. That's my basic requirement. I'm a Luddite fan who wants some joy. Take care of yourselves, Reds.
Welcome in Valencia. Very nice and sunny. Just a quick cheers. Just a quick sip of beer. Hang on. Oh, yeah. That's delightful. Nick Seller in Valencia. Very, very nice city, just in case if you've never been before. Highly recommend it for New Year. Didn't go last night. Didn't go on Boxing Day either. I'm very much against festive football these days. I think it's rubbish, and I think if last night wasn't an advocate for a winter break, especially when AFCON's on, then, you know, and you're missing two of your best attackers, for me, get it gone. Can't be bothered with this time of year. I'm going to stay at home and drink wine, or come abroad where the weather's quite nice. It was 16 degrees yesterday. I had my t-shirt on the beach drinking beer, and I thought, why on earth would I be wanting to go and sit Old Trafford tonight freezing cold to watch us muster a draw against Wolves, I said to the wife yesterday. And lo and behold, look what happened. Just sat in a rooftop bar. They've just celebrated midday here for the kids, and you might be able to hear some kind of Spanish version of Beauty and the Beast. We had Wigfield Saturday night, which you'll be pleased to know the dance is still the same in Spanish. I watched the game in an Irish bar last night, which was really quiet in there, and it was major commentary was on for Arsenal Villa, but and I had it on split screen last night, and I'll be honest with you, I spent more time watching Arsenal Villa than I did our own game, because it's just surging rubbish football, isn't it, really? Changing the system, I thought, was bizarre. I thought it really worked with Dorgu on the right against Newcastle, and then to switch it to having back on the left again, I thought just seemed a little odd. Tends to be a bit more of a back five again. I don't really understand why, when we've just been praising that he changed and got a really good result. It just seemed really bizarre to me last night. Not to do the Cunha rant again, obviously it's not all on him, but he's your senior Premier League experienced attacker in that team. It's against players he knows, the team he knows. He's got to do better in that situation. You spent 60, 70 million on him. You know, I like Sesko. I think there's some kind of a player in there, but I just don't think it's clicking for him. And you're still waiting for that moment where you think, is he just going to have that one moment where he's just going to score two goals in a game and that might just kick him on? I think, look, my thoughts on Ruben have been well clear since he started, but I do have some sympathy with him last night. That bench was particularly thin. You know, apart from Malacia, the only outfield player, every other outfield player was 19 years or younger, and it is tough to do that. Again, look, this is why you need more from people like Cunha. Yeah, okay, to an extent maybe Xerxes, because he's been here for a year and a half and stuff, and I know he scored, but let's be honest, I don't really want to count that for him. But you know, there'll be the flip side of that will be, well, the argument should be you should be beating Wolves regardless, and yeah, that's very true as well, but you know, we didn't, and yeah, maybe you'll think that Leeds might fancy it, and yeah, maybe they will do. I'm going on Sunday, so I'm going to make it back up to everybody, then I turn up for the big games. Anyway, what a terrible 2025 for Man United. They've lost more games than they've won. That should never be the case, and I've made my peace that Ruben's going to be here till the end of the season, and I think he will be. But 2026 aspirations is, I think we've got to win the FA Cup, because I think that's the only way I can see Ruben saving his job. Either that or Champions League football, but I don't think we're capable of getting that. So I think that's got to be the aspiration. Hopefully we can click into gear, but it's a tough start in that against Brighton. Fingers crossed. Anyway, I'm going to go and enjoy the sunshine in Valencia. It's only 13 degrees, but I can assure you when you're in the sun, it feels a lot warmer than that one, Reds. Anyway, see those that are going on Sunday at Leeds. Come and say hello. And then therefore, hopefully, we can have a trophy. But glory, glory, Man United, and to the regiment.